This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA is set to publish the U.S. Cattle Inventory Report on Friday. The report will update the numbers on the size of the U.S. beef cattle herd. We will hear more from Dr. Daryl Peel of Oklahoma State University next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with Acre Edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
Dr. Daryl Peel, a livestock market economist for Oklahoma State University, says the numbers in the U.S. cattle inventory report on Friday could show that the industry may be finally reaching the end of its liquidation phase.
My expectation is that we will probably see a very fractional increase in the beef cow herd coming into 2026. That would make 2025 the official cyclical low. And that's based on the fact that we reduced cow culling enough last year to stabilize the herd. We sort of stopped the liquidation, if you will, on the basis of less cow culling, you know, a very low rate of cow culling, I should say. But we don't have enough replacement heifers to grow in 2026.
He says there may be signs of growth in the replacement category, but the numbers are not expected to be significant.
I think there's a decent chance that this report may show a fractional increase in the beef replacement heifer category, but I don't think it'll be the kind of thing that indicates any significant or really aggressive pace of rebuilding or heifer retention. So it probably limits our prospects, not only in 2026. We already know from the heifers on the ground that we don't have enough to grow in 2026. We probably don't have enough to grow much in 2027. So it's going to depend on what we do going forward, I think, to do that.
Peel adds that the number of feeder cattle in the report is expected to remain low.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, the feeder cattle supply will continue to get tighter, and part of that is a reflection of smaller calf crop in 2025, but also the fact that we didn't get those Mexican cattle in 2025 that would still be there, at least part of them, showing up in this report in the inventory categories.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.